And something along the side of the street to walk.
Sidewalk. Hmm? Sidewalk.
Any old-fashioned name for sidewalk?
They used to call them the boardwalk when they built them out of boards.
When did they do that?
When I was real little, here in Lake Pons.
Sometimes there'll be a strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street. What would you call that?
Between the sidewalk and the street?
Mm-hmm.
The curb.
Well, there'll be some grass.
The boulevard is in the middle of the street. What do you call it?
Say if you were walking along the road and an animal jumped out and scared you. Say I picked up a
rock
and I
hit it.
Or what did I
threw it at him. Threw it.
Anything else you'd say?
Did
you ever say like chunked or pitched?
Oh yeah, I chunked at that rascal. I pitched at him.
How are those different?
I think they just terminology, you know, some force of habit, maybe hearing your parents.
If you went up to somebody's house and knocked on the door and nobody answered, you'd say, well, I guess he's not
home.
And if someone had come to see your wife and you met him out in the yard, you might say, she's what?
In the house, or she's in the kitchen. Or
okay. And if someone's walking in your direction, you say that they're coming straight
at me.
Or straight towards
toward you. Toward.
And if you went into town and happened to see someone that you hadn't been counting on seeing, you say, this morning I just happened to
bump into them, see you.
Okay. And if a child's given the same name that a mother has, you say they named the child
after its mother.
And something that people drink for breakfast.
Coffee, tea, milk.
If you wanted some coffee and there weren't any ready, you'd say, I guess I have to go.
Make some coffee.
And talk about putting milk in your coffee. You'd say, some people like it.
With cream.
Or talk about milk. Some people like
it. With milk.
And other people like it.
Without. Or black. Without. Or black. Without milk or black.
Any other name?
Straight.
Huh?
Straight.
Did you ever hear drink the coffee barefooted?
Mm-hmm, no, babe.
Did you ever hear that, drinking anything barefooted? Did you ever hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about distance.
That means without, I'm sure, you know.
Uh-huh. Talk about distance, you'd say, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a...
Well, I said a hop and a skip over there, or... That came from my grandfather, or just a jump over there.
Okay, or just a little
ways.
And if you'd been traveling and still had about 500 miles to go, you'd say you still had a
long way to go.
And something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place. You'd say you could find that just about
anywhere.
And if somebody slipped and fell this way, you fell over
backward.
And this way.
Forward.
And talk about a child that's spoiled, you'd say, when he grows up, he's going to have trouble, whether it's not.
He's going to have trouble. Let's say that again.
You ever say apt is not or like is not?
Well, he's apt to have a lot of trouble.
Okay. And say if you'd been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any? You might say, no, what a one.
Not, didn't have any luck or came back empty-handed.
Did you ever say I didn't catch nary one?
No.
Have you heard that?
Oh, yeah.
How do you hear these?
Some of the blacks and some of the whites I've heard, you know, depend on their education background a lot. That old nigger used to live on, join us up there when I lived with my grandpa. She fished all the time. I didn't catch Aaron, you know. Just a lot of white people talked like that too back then, lack of education. Oh, bring me a check. Good.